meeting to order of the City of Macon Planning Commission, July 15th meeting. We have a number of folks here. If some of you are here for the first time, let me share some of our recommended rules of behavior. We're going to ask everyone to please put your phones on mute or turn them off out of respect for the commission and the speakers. When a motion is or an item is presented for action, I will ask for those who wish to speak in favor of it, and then those who are not in favor will be given an opportunity to speak. If you do have a comment to make, we will ask you to step up to the podium and state your name and address for the record, and then you can address the commission with your points. Once you are done making your points, please wait for just a moment to take questions from the commissioners before returning to your seat. All right, our first item of business is the approval of the minutes of the June 10th work session and commission meeting. May I have a motion to accept those or to add any changes necessary?
Madam Chairman, I move that we accept the minutes as submitted.
Second.
Okay, all in favor? Okay. All right, then our first item of business is an application for a revision of the concept plan, and the applicants are the Smith Packet, Medcom LLC, and Gerald Waters. Is there someone who would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, sir, if you'll come down.
Good evening. I'm Paul Sachs with Smith Packet Medcom, 4023 Pheasant Ridge Drive, Roanoke, Virginia, 24014. Thank you for letting me come speak for a few minutes. I know that the commission members have a package that has sort of a summary of the project, so I'm not going to go through all the details about what's in the package, but I would like to make a few comments. Smith Packet is it's a private company. It's family-owned. We've been in business 35 years, and all we do is senior housing. We have other projects in South Carolina. We're building in Greenville, Columbia, Charleston, and we're excited about coming to Aiken. Now, I'm a planner by trade, and I used to work in South Carolina as a planner in the Council of Governments. And when I look at a site, I always look at how my project's going to affect the neighbors. With this project, we pushed our building closer to Whiskey Road so we could leave sufficient tree buffer between us and the patio homes to our west. Our use is a great transitional use between single-family residential and commercial. We do not have a lot of traffic. The typical age of our resident is 87 years old. Most of them do not drive, although we occasionally have one or two that still have a car. We do not have a huge amount of staff. In the write-up, we said 60 to 75, and that's at full occupancy. But there will not be 60 or 75 there at any one time. We run three shifts. They run 7 to 3, 3 to 11, 11 to 7. So our employees are commuting, not during peak commuting hours. While we have staff in the building 24 hours a day, we do not operate 24 hours a day. We close our doors at 9 o'clock at night and reopen at 8 o'clock in the morning. Couple things we did with this site, as I said, we pushed the building a little bit closer to Whiskey Road. The other thing, the original site plan had four access points. We had access to Sizemore, access to Stratford, we had a right-in, right-out on Whiskey, and then we had, actually, there was an access point that went into the patio home community. We did away with that, and we did away with the access on Stratford just because we understood that it may raise a lot of concern from the neighbors that live back down Stratford Road. The one thing we would ask is, I know the staff recommendation had a right-in, right-out on Whiskey Road. Since we're doing away with two access points, we're not sure if that right-in, right-out makes sense anymore. I think you're going to have a lot of people going to Whiskey Road and just trying to turn left anyway. We think it would make more sense as a just a regular access point to Whiskey Road, not a restricted access. The other thing in the staff recommendation was they asked that the buffer along the major roads, like Whiskey Road, be left basically as is. And the only thing we ask is a clarification that, you know, we want to leave the trees, we want to make the site look very attractive, but if you leave a buffer unmaintained, it's going to be full of weeds and full of debris, and we just want to make sure we have the right to be able to go in there and at least clean it up and landscape. Again, we're excited about coming here. We think we're going to be a good use for the community. Smith Packet is only buying the southerly portion of this property. It's about 5.9 acres. Gerald Waters, who's here in the audience, he still will retain the northerly portion of the property, which we're showing on here as medical office. And so I'm not sure if he's going to get up and speak. And I'm here to answer any questions from either the commission members or from the audience later.
Actually, you'll answer only from the commission.
Okay, thank you.
All right, commissioners, are there any questions?
You say you do not like the condition of approval. Number 7 is on our packet. Is the access from Whiskey Road serve both Phase 1 and Phase 2, and that it be right in, right out only?
Yes, sir. I think that's gonna cause some traffic issues. I think you're gonna have people that are going back into Aiken be turning left anyway. And
you know why? What you said, you gave some reason why you thought that was not necessary. Why is it? You said?
Well, we've already done away with this property. Actually, had four access points, and we've done away with two of them.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So there was originally an access shown to Stratford Drive, which we don't have on our plan, and there was an access to Springstone Villas, which we have removed from our plan.
Okay. I was wondering where the other one was. I assume there's one at Stratford, maybe, but there was initially an access off of Springstone Villas.
Yes.
And so that will no longer be.
No,
there.
We're not gonna. No, we want to keep a sufficient buffer between us and Springstone Villas.
Yeah, it also calls for, I think, 25-foot undisturbed.
I don't have a problem with that. We'll probably have a larger buffer than that by the time we get done.
Okay. Any other questions?
Yeah, Mr. Sachs, could you speak to the nature of that buffer when all is said and done between your development and Springstone Villas? I mean, when that was completed, could you tell us what you envisioned between your property and the villas?
Well, right now, a lot of it's going to depend on our grading plan because we have a lot of slope that goes back towards Springstone Villas, and we don't want any flow from our property going on into the Springstone Villa property. So, again, it's going to depend on grading plan. If I had my way, I'd leave a lot of the trees that are there now in place. I'd really prefer not to have to clear them. Again, it's going to depend on my engineering, which I do not have. I haven't started yet, so. But I'd love to have a bigger buffer than 25 feet.
Okay.
But I'm okay with the 25-foot buffer recommended by staff.
Thank you.
Mr. Sachs, you talked about the reason you took the Stratford exit out of the proposal, but would you be willing to consider putting that back in maybe only as an exit from the area rather than an entrance and an exit for the mere fact of the safety of those exiting that, because I can just envision people that want to go north on Whiskey Road, as we have continued problems on Whiskey Road from maybe a mile or two south of that all the way into the city, of people turning, the accidents, the number one intersection for accidents in the city is just a mile down the road. Would you consider putting that back in maybe as just an exit?
I had that in my original plan as a write-out only, and ended up taking it out just because I wanted to be a good neighbor to the communities down Stratford. But if the board recommends, commission recommends putting that back in, that's that's feasible. I mean, that from a safety standpoint, as a planner, that would make good sense. But I do not want to be responsible for loading a lot of traffic on Stratford.
But you said earlier that you don't anticipate having much traffic out of
there. No, we don't. No, senior housing typically has a low amount of traffic when you're comparing it to single family or apartments. Or
thank you.
Well, all of your any traffic that came out of your place would not be impacting anybody further back on Stratford anyway, right?
If this plan gets built and there's cross easements between the two properties, if we did have a ride out on Stratford, there could be traffic from our project going through phase two out to Stratford.
Yeah, but it wouldn't impact anybody living back on Stratford.
Well, other than putting some additional trips onto Stratford Drive.
Right. From there to the...
Yes, from wherever that access point is up to the traffic light.
Right, right.
Yeah, my concern is, we do not, again, we don't have a lot of traffic and we don't have a lot of deliveries, but we do have, say, Sysco coming once a week to deliver food. And, I hate to see the Sysco truck have to do a ride out, go down Whiskey Road, and then try to do a U-turn and come back. I think that's more unsafe than other alternatives that might be available.
I do have one other question then. You would be, in order to have that access to Stratford, you would have to be crossing what is deemed here as phase two.
Yes, ma'am.
And if that is developed, as we understand from this, as medical offices, I think we could all agree that that would have a tremendously larger number of cars driving in and out for appointments to doctor's offices than would be accessing yours, but they would also have access to that as well.
Yes.
So combined, it would present a significant increase in the traffic flow on Stratford. Is that correct?
Again, we haven't done a traffic study, but based on what the planning department has told us, yes, if you put both our building and the medical office, if you combine them together, you're going to put some additional trips on to Stratford.
But, I just wanted to. Okay, and is it in the plans for you all to share some access, that you'll have access to cross through the phase two property?
Yes, because we're sharing a driveway. The driveway on Whiskey Road actually splits the property line, so we're already doing cross-access easements.
Okay.
So, and we're going to do some cross-access easements for parking, too. So doing a cross-access easement to get out to Stratford is not an issue. We already have those in place.
Okay. All right, and I do have one other question. It's not very common, but I did receive two phone calls regarding this item, and I think I understand the question, but the answer, but I promised I would ask the question. Will you confirm that you are not representing University Hospital in
Augusta? No, I do not represent University Hospital.
All right, there was and I think the confusion is with the other site, but I promised I would ask. So, thank you.
Okay.
Any other questions?
Just one.
Okay.
The under the conditions that were listed there, number 8 was talking about developing a walking trail. Have you thought about how you were going to present that on the property?
We haven't laid it out yet, but all of our projects have a walking trail of some type, and we would most likely tie it into either run it from the building, or if there's sidewalks required along Whiskey Road, would tie it into the sidewalks. And it would probably go meander back through the property around the retention ponds. But that's a standard amenity that we put in probably 95% of our projects.
Sounds like you put a lot of effort in thinking about the aesthetics of the property itself.
A lot of it's marketing, and a lot of it is, if you're putting your family member in a facility, you want it to look good, you want it to have great management, and you want to have nice amenities for your family members. So we try to look at what our competition's doing and then maybe take it to the next level.
Yeah.
And I think, as I said in the report, this property will most likely be managed by Harmony, and Harmony is our own operating company. And we set Harmony up in 2008 because we felt like we could really do a better job at taking care of the seniors. So not only will we own this property, but we will most likely be the operator for it too. So that's going to give us sort of a long-term interest in the city of Aiken. So we're very concerned about what this project will look like and how it will present to the community.
Okay, thank you. Any other questions? Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of this application? In favor of, yes.
Good afternoon. I'm Charles Holly, 557 Sudlow Lake Road in Aiken County. I also own property in the city of Aiken. Madam Chairman and council members, thank you for allowing me to come, and let me readily and right away say that I'm part of a family membership that owns the 25 acres to the north of this proposed project. The vacant land is currently around the ongoing hotel. We are in favor of this project, and we hope that you will vote in the affirmative for the project. And I'd also like just to thank y'all, too, for serving on Planning Commission. You know, y'all's hours are long, and sometimes it's hard, and I even hear the pay isn't all that good either, so, you know, thank y'all a lot. It's,
thank you.
But I did want to take 1 minute, if you will, to talk a little bit of the history of this particular piece of property in Aiken County and Stratford Drive to hopefully just clear, or just to give some information. A family unit that's larger than home owns it now. At one time, this tract where we're speaking of now was 60 acres. In the mid-80s, when Woodside was being, the land was assembled for Woodside, they came to us because the Eastgate entrance had not been, land had not been secured. So we sat down with the Planning Commission, City Council, we consulted with local land planners and regional land planners, and from that meeting we decided to sell the land that became Stratford Hall Drive. We aligned it with Powderhouse with the hopes of having a traffic light there, again with the thoughts of safety, traffic movement, and so forth. At the same time, we came before both City Council and the Planning Commission, and part of the stipulation as they were extending sewer lines up Stratford Drive, which we cooperated with easements and cross easements, we shared with everyone our vision of what we thought could happen with this 60 acres. And I'd be the first to say that I think good planning does work, and I think that we're seeing right now the efforts of some good planning. It's taken us 30 years to get from 1984, 1985 to where we are today. In those discussions with City Council and the Planning Commission, it is on record, we limited Stratford Drive to 4 access points. And we did that based on the recommendation of those into power at that time, as well as land planners, because the land behind this 60 acres we knew was going to be either part of Woodside or part of residential. The land planner said as we move closer to Whiskey, those uses should change, much like they're doing now. Nursing homes, assisted living, apartments, townhomes, multifamily, finally commercial, retail out front. So that was the discussions, and that's how that's pretty much the process that has been ongoing since that time. The landowners that ended up with it have been looking for good quality users that would meet the planned commercial type designation and use it the way that the professional land planners thought it would be best. There are 2 cuts presently on Stratford Drive. We intend at some point in the future to come before the bodies here in the city of Aiken and ask for the other 2 cuts on our side, or I'll call it a Stratford Drive. This is based on recommendations from the traffic study that was done recently that gives the intersection at Stratford and Whiskey a B rating. We're concerned, as we were 30 years ago, about safety. We're concerned also about the residents of Stratford. We've tried to work with them and tried, you know, to cooperate as much as we can. Our desire is still to bring quality users. I thank you for listening to me tonight, and I just wanted to give this brief overview for the history, because a lot of faces have changed in the last 30 years. Thanks
a lot. Thank you, Rob. One moment, Mr. Hyde. Are there any questions from commissioners?
Well, we're not addressing those two entrances tonight. What are your intentions? Where are those other two entrances into Stratford Drive?
That has not been decided.
Okay.
That will depend upon use, topo, the developer, who is the ultimate user. We will not be developing it. We'll be just supplying the land, and obviously it will be decided by the members of the Planning Commission and City Council. We just see two accesses. Well, we saw that four accesses we thought would work without any detriment, and we still think that two accesses on our side, wherever they could best be suited, would still be okay.
Thank you. All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of? Yes, sir.
Thank you, Ms. Stewart. My name is Dean Newman with Maybaum Commercial Properties, and I represent Mr. Waters as far as the sale and marketing of this property. I was the one that marketed the property to Mr. Sachs and their group. One thing I wanted to just share, Mr. Waters is going to be asking me to find a buyer for the corner piece that Mr. Sachs is not buying. And in thinking about that and marketing that corner piece, access to that property is going to be critical. And in looking at the plan and what you all would prefer to do, I'm thinking on the corner piece, if someone wants to go to downtown Aiken, if there's a ride-in and ride-out only at Whiskey Road, and there's no curb cut on Stratford Drive, then how are they going to get to downtown Aiken? Number one, they're either going to break the law and they're going to turn left where there's a ride-in, ride-out anyway, or they're going to have to turn right, go down to about Chucker Creek Road, turn around, and go back to Aiken. Mm-hmm. And for a parcel of property that is 5.9 acres, we don't really know what's going on that corner piece. Mr. Sachs' group was asked to do a plan for that, but Mr. Sachs' group is far from committing to buy that property, and we don't know who might come along and buy that property. So there's a very small chance that whoever buys that property and develops it is going to develop it the way Mr. Sachs has drawn the plan. Again, he was asked to draw a plan on a property that he doesn't own and he's not going to own, which is very, very difficult for him to do. I think he's done a good job. I think he has put a good plan forward here. But the chances of that corner piece looking like it looks on that drawing is very, very slim. And so from Mr. Waters' standpoint and representing Mr. Waters on this property, one of the first questions that's going to be asked by a buyer is, okay, how am I going to get in and out of the property, and how am I going to be able to get back to downtown Aiken if I want to? If they do not have a curb cut on Stratford Drive, which in my view would be the safest way to go, to where they could pull out, stop at a traffic light, turn left, and go to downtown Aiken. If they're forced to turn right on Whiskey Road and go around and turn around and come back to downtown Aiken, it just will not make any sense. And I'm concerned that it would make that property virtually almost unmarketable. So I would just like to share that. I think that a buyer of that property would still consider buying it if they could go right or left on Whiskey Road. I still don't think they're going to like the fact that they're not going to be able to turn at the traffic light, turn on Stratford Drive, and then turn left into the property. I think that that's going to be a huge downer for them. But at least they've got to be able to get into the property, and then they've got to be able to get out of the property and be able to turn right or left. So I would just ask that you consider that, not just Mr. Sachs's piece, and I think Mr. Sachs and his group, they've done a great job, and they've worked well with the Planning Commission and the planning staff, and I think they have a great project here. But I'm concerned about the corner piece, and we just need to make sure that the corner piece still is going to be marketable and people will be able to get in and out of that property and be able to turn left and right.
Okay. Commissioners, what questions do you have for Mr. Newman?
Madam Chair? Mr. Newman, you said that there's a low probability of that property actually looking like it's rendered as it sits. Typically, what would it look like in your experience with what you've done? Can you just kind of give us a feel for the probabilities of what it might look like? Or?
Well, that's very, very difficult to do. You know, it could be a restaurant. It could be a nice restaurant. I think most people here know that Olive Garden has been looking at coming to Aiken for many, many years. They have not found a site. I'm not saying that this would be a site for that, but there are a lot of commercial uses that would be good for that property. And really and truly, one of the most important things to them is access, being able to get in and get out of the property safely.
I do have a couple of questions. Now, as I understood it from the presentation Mr. Sachs made, this proposed right or left turn exit onto Whiskey, it would be a shared driveway with both parcels. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I really thought long and hard about that, and I talked to some people, most people don't feel like that's going to have a dramatic negative effect on the marketing of that property. So a shared driveway would be fine.
Okay. All right. And then now, are you suggesting, though, that we consider an access on Stratford without having any clue of what might be built there?
The access on Stratford, I think, would probably be fine, at least if you had a ride-in and ride-out. I think the point that I'm trying to make is to protect that corner piece of property, we're going to have one or the other. We're either going to need to be able to turn left out of Whiskey Road, on Whiskey Road, or we're going to need to be able to turn right on Stratford Drive and then turn left at the traffic light.
Okay. Well, you understand that what is before us today is only Mr. Sachs's, you know, property. So that left or right exit driveway will be what we can consider. I don't think the commission would find it feasible to entertain another exit for property that's not part of this.
Madam Chairman,
yes.
Just one clarification. What's before you is both the entire tract, the 11.8 acres. The assisted living is fairly concrete.
Yes.
The northern portion is not, but I think you said you're only dealing with the assisted living, but you're looking at...
Right. But we would have the opportunity to revisit that when this part were to be developed.
Well, if it's approved the way it's presented now with medical office buildings and they came in with a site plan conforming to that concept plan, it would not come back to you.
But if it was Olive Garden, it would.
It would.
That's the point I was making.
Well, and I heard Mr. Holley's presentation, and I was not aware about the curb cuts and the two additional curb cuts. If those two additional curb cuts do happen on the other side of the road over there,
and there's no way to get a curb cut on Stratford Drive, should someone come and request a change in that plan, and you approve this with only a write-in or write-out, then you drastically affected that corner piece of property.
We understand that.
Okay.
Any other questions from commissioners? Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Mr. Newman. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this? Yes, sir.
Thank you. My name is Eric Harper. I'm 317 Sessions Drive in Stratford Hall. I want to say personally, I support the assisted living plan. I think it looks like a nice thing that would be in our neighborhood. I am a little bit concerned about the conversation I've heard tonight about all the additional cuts now that can happen in the Stratford Drive. We supported the Holly and Fell plan to build a hotel. They were gracious and moved their deleted the cut to Stratford Drive. And so it worked out good, and we all got behind that. And I understand they don't know where they're going in the future, but what I'm hearing tonight is that we have the possibility for three new cuts, and we don't even know what traffic load that's going to introduce to Stratford Drive. So I'm all for traffic safety, and I think I understand the little bit of dilemma not being able to turn left into Aiken. Don't have a solution to that off the top of my head, but just want to say I'm concerned about arbitrarily allowing cuts to Stratford Drive, not even knowing what traffic load that's going to introduce for that neighborhood.
Any questions?
Any cut, though, on this property would be away from any house on Stratford.
Well, I don't think it's just about being next to a house, but it just creates an extra burden at the intersection.
Yes, it would.
And that's all.
But there's going to be a burden on this if it's right in and right out too. You're 200 or 300 feet down the road. It's going to be a burden either way.
I guess I'm not sure what that's going to look like.
I'm not quite sure either.
And I'm not speaking that I'm against it. I'm just concerned about how it's going to develop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you very much.
I have a quick question.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Harper, as a resident there, do you find that the flow of traffic now, just getting in and out with regards to the lights changing, is that amenable to the residents and also?
I think so.
Okay. You don't have to wait a long time for the light or?
No, the city worked on making some adjustments to the timing of the lights, and they agreed to come back. If the hotel usage causes some necessary adjustments in timing, they agreed to do that, but I don't see any problem right now.
Okay.
And I'm not saying that this will necessarily create anything. The assisted living, I'm sure, is not going to be much traffic. My concern is the part that's unknown plus two other possible cuts that are unknown. Mm-hmm. Just don't know what that'll bring. And kind of once it starts, it's one more is okay, one more, well, then all of a sudden there's a bunch and you don't know what it's going to look like. So I know it's a difficult job to solve, but just want to express my concern for the benefit of the neighborhood.
Thank you. We will consider that information.
Thank you.
All right. Is there anyone else who would like to speak in favor of this application? All right, not hearing any. Is there anyone who would like... was there a hand back there? Okay.
I don't see how this has any impact at all on those people back in Stratford.
I'm James Rush. I live in the Dillons. And I'd just like to ask for a clarification. The map, as it's pointed out there, depicted to us, is not correct. Does not correctly describe the layout of the villas. The roads labeled Springstone Villas exits at Stratford Drive. Okay, it doesn't curve there and going into the property that's currently undeveloped. The bottom part there where it has an intersection and it looks like the road comes out to Sizemore, that does not exist. There are two houses right there at that intersection. One is mine, and the other is my neighbor's, and there's an undeveloped cul-de-sac there. But I just needed that clarification. If this is the map we're going to be using and considering in this project, we just need to do that. And by the way, I applaud the developer's project in this. It looks good, and I appreciate the buffer zone. I know we've been battling with the hotel across the street, and they've devastated our promised buffer, but hopefully they'll try to restore that, but that's another project.
All right.
Yes, ma'am.
So just you and me, into Springstone Villas, there's only one entrance, that's it?
Yes, ma'am.
It's a straight in, turn
yes,
around,
ma'am.
Straight
yeah.
Come out.
Yeah.
Good. All right, thank you for that clarification. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak on behalf of this project, in favor of the project? All right, not hearing any. Is there anyone who would like to speak in opposition to the application? Yes, sir.
Calvin Zipler from the 29 Sessions Drive. And I'm not in opposition of the project itself. The only thing we're in opposition of is the entrance going on to Stratford Drive. And the reason being, all the houses are there, we have one way in and one way out by Stratford Drive. And if you start putting their trucks and other things are coming in and out, you're going to create a lot of congestion that may hinder anything, people getting out of the neighborhood. So the layout itself looked all right, besides, as long as it's not going on to Stratford Drive. All the other businesses on Whiskey Road come out and go left and right. No matter where, I mean, you go down the bowling alley, any of the things come up towards the mall, they don't have lights, they still pull across when they have to. So I don't see why even if it's low traffic, wouldn't be a real issue on pulling out.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any questions from the commissioners? All right, thank you very much. All right, is there anyone else who would like to speak in opposition to this application? All right, not hearing any, then it's back to commission for a motion.
Well, Madam Chairman, I would move that we okay this with the conditions of approval 1 through 6 and 8 and 9, and that we remove the access right and right in, right out condition of approval. And I would even say that I wouldn't mind adding a tenth to grant access to Stratford Drive. I've heard the arguments and I understand where people are coming from, but there's a light there. The only way that seems to me to make sense is to go in and out at Stratford Drive. But if we don't do that, I think we've got to allow people to go right and or left out of this piece of property. So I will not make that a part of my motion then. I will leave that. I will just say 1 through 6 and 8 and 9. This is application number 14-23003. I believe it's in the best interest of the comprehensive land use plan.
All right. All in favor?
Additional discussion, ma'am?
Oh, I'm sorry. Are you going to have a discussion? Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I was clear on what we can and cannot revisit with regard to that northern piece of the property vis-a-vis the in and out down the road if we approve this. I don't... Maybe that's a question for you.
And I'll lean on you, too, but as I understand it, if we don't approve an access to it and they have some other use that's coming in, such as a restaurant or anything else, they can come before us and ask for that as part of approving that project. for that corner.
Right.
So we would have another opportunity to revisit that once that property is, there's a plan for development for that property.
That's my understanding. I just wanted to
make
sure.
Yes, I think that's correct. Is that fair?
Okay.
Yes. Yes. All right. Any other discussion?
I still am very, very much committed to the safety. I think that there's a significant safety thing here with not having access to that light based on the traffic, the flow, the history of Whiskey Road, the number of accidents in that area, and that kind of thing. And I would like for us to consider again, before we vote on that, that we consider adding that. I definitely feel for the gentleman that lives in that neighborhood, I wouldn't want a bunch of traffic, but this is the piece of property that's adjacent to Whiskey Road. It makes it difficult if there was something else further down Stratford Drive, further on down Sizemore Road, it might make a difference. But this is going to be just only, I can't really tell from this, but maybe just 100 or 2 feet from that traffic light. And people pulling out wanting to go north are going to have to now merge in with heavy traffic that's there. They're going to have to use that suicide lane and that kind of thing. So I would encourage us to maybe, before we vote, look at adding that entrance to Stratford Drive.
Okay. So, Commissioner Vesley, are you then proposing an amendment to the motion?
I am. And my amendment would be to add, to go with what Mr. Hunter said, but to add the entrance to Stratford Drive.
As a number 10.
As a number 10. Thank you.
To replace number
8. Madam Chairman.
Or to replace number 8.
Yes. Yes. Or 7.
Seven.
If I could just to clarify with Mr. Vesley, is that your concern with just the assisted living facility where we think there might not be a whole lot of traffic? Is your concern more with what might be coming on the northern part of the property?
Both. We do have, and his explanation of the assisted living facility was great. There's going to be minimal people driving that live there. However, you do have staff. You do have staff at 3 different times of the day, 3 to 11, 11 to 7, and 7 to 3, and 2 of those 3 are heavy, congested times. Almost all 3 are, because if you're getting off in the morning, you still got to make that turn to feeding the traffic coming south on Whiskey Road. So I think it's a safety issue. I think it's minimal. He did describe it's minimal, but it's at the same time, there is some, and I've got to consider the safety in making that.
Okay, thank you. I just want a clarification. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.
I'll second it.
All right,
it was my original motion, but I'll second the amendment.
Yes, and it would be to you to do that. All right. Okay, so now we have before us an amended motion that of the 9 possible conditions, we're saying that we're replacing number 7 as it exists with the amendment to provide access via Stratford Drive. Okay, is there any further discussion on that?
Just one
yes.
Mr. Holley's. I'm just wondering if Mr. Holley would have concerns one way or the other, considering that'll reduce the access points that were set out 30 years ago. Is that a potential issue with what's down the road? If not, fine.
I'm not aware of any city-imposed limitations on the number of driveways on Stratford.
Okay.
I mean, the current concept plan shows 3, 2 of which have been built. This would be the 3rd.
Thank you, Ed.
If I understand, the intent is to have the connection to Stratford Drive and the full driveway on Whiskey Road, both.
Okay, thanks.
Yes, that's the current motion.
Yeah.
All right, then it's call for the vote. All in favor of the motion as amended, please signify. Okay, all right. Okay. Now this will go before City Council on either August 11th. August 11th, second on September 8th. All right. Now let's move to our second item for today, which is the application for a zoning change of on property at 940 Richland Avenue Northeast. and the changes from light industrial to general business. Okay, is there anyone here to speak in favor of this application? Please come. The ranks have thinned.
Hi, I'm Brent Klein. I have to apologize. I'm not nearly as eloquent as anybody else that spoke before. My ability to speak forced me into photography. I'm a commercial photographer in Aiken, South Carolina, and I've tentatively purchasing this building, and we were looking for I was working with David Stinson, and we were working for looking for a zone change to give us a little more flexibility with maybe a gallery or something along those lines, photography related, really low impact, just looking for a little more flexibility. And that's all I have. I'm willing to take any questions from
you. Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm Brent Klein, and I'm at 1977 Double Road, I forgot that part, in Aiken, South Carolina.
Thank you. All right. Okay, now this, you're talking about other flexibility, other uses, but this particular application specifically named a gym.
Yes, and I don't think a gym is going to happen.
Okay.
He had some insurance issues, and so I don't know that that's going to happen. It may still happen, and I think we would like that flexibility if possible, but that's not in the current plan.
So you don't really have a current plan?
No, I just have a building. And to be honest, I love downtown Aiken. I've lived in Aiken most of my life. I lived downtown for a while, and I've always wanted, it's kind of a dream of mine to have a garage downtown, to have a cool space and a place to have art or whatever. And David came to me with this property, and I have it. And I think I don't actually know what's going on. This is way outside of my league. I take pictures. That's all I do. But we wanted a little more flexibility with the property.
Well, I was inclined to approve,
yeah,
based on the gym.
Okay.
When we deviate from what they call the comprehensive plan, we have to have a reason to do so.
Okay.
Okay. The comprehensive plan, what is LI now? Okay.
Right.
You want to go to GB, general
right,
business.
General business, right.
Okay. We have to have a reason to do that.
Okay.
Okay, under the gym theory, the reason would be that it is it's a retail kind of facility, in a sense. It's a retail facility. You would have memberships. You would have people coming. And the old Aiken master plan allows that or suggests that this area would be subject to having a little more retail.
Okay.
But if you've got no plan now, you see, kind of that puts me in just a little bit of a dilemma here as to whether or not to approve it, because there's a wide variety of things that you could put there, some of which we may not like. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Some of which we may like.
That's fair.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
it. It opens the door to a wide...
Well, tell me what you would not like, and I promise I won't put it.
I don't think it works that way.
I am sorry about the gym. Actually, that was the original plan, and he just came up like Monday with an insurance issue that made it not possible. It may not be possible for him to do that. I would still like him to do that, but I can't say that he's going to do that with the tragedy that just happened.
Well, Ed, this has not happened to us before, but would it be possible for him to hold this?
Continuance kind of thing?
Yeah, continue this application.
Mr. Klein, I mean, and I want you to take this the right way. It's just the application says a gym, and that's how we're boxed in by that.
I was actually not aware of that. I'm sorry.
But just so you understand, you could never have limited it to a gym.
We understand
the choice before you was GB or no GB.
Correct.
If you zone a GB, you can do everything allowed by GB. So.
Correct. Right. And that was my understanding, so I didn't understand that Jim was actually a deal breaker.
No, that wasn't. But you can certainly continue it if you want to give him more time to
think about it or
well, I mean, I know what I'm going to do with the property.
Really wants.
I mean, I don't have any plan. I mean, I have plans for possibly retail, of selling of prints and studio.
Art gallery.
An art gallery and you know, that kind of thing. I can't say that's what I'm going to do with it. It's my building. I'm going to have an office there, and I'm going to sell prints, and I'm going to maybe do some shoots there. I have a 16,000 square foot studio in North Augusta that I'll probably still use, but I would like something closer to home, and I would like to be downtown Akron. So that is what I'm going to do with the property.
Okay.
I mean, and I don't have any inclination of building anything outside of that. That's all I want to do with
it. So strictly retail.
Strictly retail, strictly, you know, and low, and honestly, low traffic. I mean, one or two people at a time at the most, and I just need, I really am trying to get back to downtown Akinwood that I love and have a space that I appreciate and want to build into. I'm going to build a really cool two-story office in there, a loft office in there that's all industrial. And I mean, it's going to be cool, and I kind of want to do that kind of thing out in that area because it's kind of a fringe area. And I think the application was to have a little more flexibility with that.
Are you thinking about dividing the space up and renting part of it out to other?
I have no plans for that right now. I plan on occupying.
You have enough space in there to do that if you.
I'm filling 16,000 square feet now, so yes, so 56 is not a problem.
What about parking? You have some parking there?
There's plenty for parking. Hey, you can park inside the building for that matter. Got two ramps. I mean, and a few cars in there, and it'll be fun.
So the issue, however, is excuse me. Is seeing it one way and having a dream one way, but if that dream were not to come to fruition and you sold that property and we had rezoned it as GB, then John Smith from down the street could come in and put a convenience store there.
That could happen if I sold it to the gym, though. So the gym doesn't make it and they sell it. So, I mean, that's an always a risk.
That's right.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is a risk.
But what is the, I mean, but what is the risk? We're talking about developing a part of Akin that's struggling right now. Going to GB, what potential risks do you see? I mean, what hazard does that?
Well, there's much broader scope of
is it broad
uses.
Sure.
Under
but,
GB.
But are there uses that would be detrimental to that area? Under GB, and I apologize that I don't exactly know what that means, but I wonder what the fear would be.
I don't have a problem. So you got all this GB anyway.
If
we're discussing it, if you look on one of the last pages in here, you talk about the existing zoning surrounding it, you have a lot of GB, you know, almost contiguous to it, directly in the next block and then the next three blocks. On that side, and then on the opposite side, you have GB, and other than a couple of isolated little donuts in there.
I don't have a major problem. I mean, I don't know how the board feels. I mean, he you know, as Ed said, we could have done it, and then he could have changed his mind. You're not locked in.
I mean, I don't have a major problem with the request. Well, thank you for that.
The application is to change it to GB.
Right. That's the bottom
so,
line.
I appreciate his honesty. He tells us, hey, listen, it's not going to be a gym. We changed our mind for yesterday. It's going to be a photo studio. If it fits in the GB, it fits in the GB.
Oh, so. Yeah.
He said art and gym.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it.
I personally like the idea of the development of that area and you know, a lot of efforts are being made in other properties in that same section that are trying to redevelop it to freshen it up, and I think having a positive applicant like this to come in and develop it in a retail space that'll be safe and environmentally functioning for the community.
I'm looking at a green roof, as a matter of fact.
Well, let's look at what could be in here. I mean, this could be anything from a fast food dining experience.
We got a bar right next door.
Yeah. With drive-through.
Got a what next door?
A bar right next door.
Right.
Correct.
All right, so.
Marlboro Station.
With or without a drive-through.
You've also got a fast food a half a block away on the other side.
And the farmer's market across the street.
Yeah.
Okay, we've got bed and breakfast.
commercial parking, a bank, you know, any kind of superstore, department store, discount store, funeral home, furniture store. I mean, there's, you know, we got a kennel for boarding, liquor store, nightclub or bar.
That's one point.
You've got a bar and a liquor store across the street.
Right.
And there is one there, yes. So, I mean, that just gives us the range, which is not horribly inconsistent with what's there.
Right. Can I bring up one quick issue, though?
Yeah. Just a second, y'all. Let's stay together, please.
This was, just to verify, this was in the public record for the public to come see tonight to make requests and so forth. I mean, I think an art studio would be fabulous. I know that the city's been very desirous to sort of have a little bit of a renaissance in that area. But people in theory could, well, they wouldn't have the chance to come talk. If this were to change, okay, it doesn't look like anyone showed up to say they didn't want a gym, but other people could show up to say they don't want something else and would have the chance to speak publicly. They don't have that chance now.
Well, they would have that chance at City Council.
That's true.
Because it would be published differently.
Okay, but is that an inconsistency, us handing something to City
even
Council?
Even if it was shared, it was just a change from to general.
But we have had other things change from time to time during our session.
So in the justification, we don't have to mention the word gym?
No, we would just use number 5.
And I'm what you're proposing just orally, I don't have a problem with it at all. I'm just talking about consistency with the.
And as the city council, I mean, I would be if there were concerns about what it could be and what might be detrimental to the city, I would be happy to discuss any of that and make sure that didn't happen. That is totally my goal, and I want to be forthright about that.
All right. You can't redo this petition, though, can he?
This application, he can withdraw it, and we.
One thing I was saying is that the application is to change the zoning.
Right.
And while it's
really
got that
almost
in there,
doesn't matter what it is.
Right. And he was forthright with us to begin with to tell us, hey, I changed my mind 2 days ago and it's now going to be this. And we're just a recommending body at that point anyway. So.
Yeah, I don't think I would ask him to withdraw it. I think,
no.
You know, are there any other questions, though, for Mr. Klein?
No, but
I have one.
Yes, sir. I'm
going to face some of the same stuff in front of council.
Proposed location, is it right adjacent to Larry's Plumbing?
It is. It touches it.
Okay. And that's what I thought. But
right. But it, and I
and yeah. On the map itself, it doesn't show Larry as
GB.
GB, and that's what we're concerned with.
Is he GB?
It's
no.
Not on the.
No.
It's not light
industrial.
Light industrial.
Okay.
Because you also have
the split.
Zoning's by the parcel.
Okay, good.
Feasters,
yeah.
Feasters.
I went to church with him when I was little, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ray Feaster.
Okay, let's, if there are no other questions, then I'll just ask for form. Is there anyone who wants to oppose this application? Not hearing any. It's back to commission for a motion.
Madam Chairman. I'd like to make a motion on application number 1460003, a rezone request on tax parcel 121-0607005 by Mr. Brent Klein, that we would accept this application and recommend to council that it be approved.
Second. All right. All in favor? Any opposed? Duly noted. All right. That will go, was it August or July? No, August 11th. August 11th will be first reading at City Council. You'll probably want to be there. Okay. Ed, did the applicants receive a notice? I don't really know.
Don't think so. Just plan on being there 7 o'clock August 11th.
Okay, there being no further business before us, this meeting is adjourned. Let's leave.
Here.
I don't know what we'll see.